This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. April 25th, pandemic.news update. Mike Adams here. A moment of great clarity has arrived where we now realize that most people, almost everyone who's talking about the how deadly the coronavirus is compared to the flu, almost everyone is using the wrong numbers. They are conflating the CFR, which is the case fatality rate, with the IFR, or the infection fatality rate. And I'm going to go through both of these, and you'll instantly see why the coronavirus is 56 times to 100 times more deadly than the regular flu. Now, we have a lot of naysayers out there, or what you might call pandemic denialists. Typically, they're just kind of pro-Trump, conservative, independent media, or mainstream media. And they've been just really working hard to downplay the severity of the virus. And they've been claiming that the Stanford study, for example, shows that a large number of people are infected. And then they would take the number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States, which is right now over 52,000. And they would divide by this really large number of projected calculated infections. And they would say, see, the death rate is only 0.77% or almost 0.8%. Then they say, well, the flu death rate is 0.1%. So the coronavirus is only maybe eight times more deadly than the flu. But they're making a huge mistake. They're comparing the infection fatality rate of the coronavirus, IFR, with the case fatality rate of the flu, or CFR. And here's how that works. When we talk about the flu having a death rate of 0.1%, that's 0.1% of those who are symptomatic and have been diagnosed as being sick from the flu. That's about 35 million people in the last flu season. But if you look at the total number of people who were infected with influenza, the seasonal flu, that number is about 140 million. But 3/4 of those people are asymptomatic, never showed any symptoms, but they do have antibodies. So if you look at the total number of people who were infected and you calculate what's the percentage of the people who died versus the people who were infected from the regular flu, that's called the IFR, the infection fatality rate. That number is 0.025% or 1 in 4,000 people. So in other words, out of every 4,000 people who are infected with the regular flu, one person dies. At the same time, for every 1,000 people who are symptomatic and in effect diagnosed as being sick from the flu, one person dies. So you see the difference. It's 1 out of 1,000 versus 1 out of 4,000. That's the CFR versus the IFR for the regular seasonal flu. Now, if you go to the coronavirus, if you look at the symptomatic cases of the coronavirus, that is people who have symptoms who've been diagnosed as being sick, and then you calculate the ratio of the number of people who have died, which is over 52,000, versus the number of people who are symptomatic, even if you take a very high projection of symptomatic people, which you could say, okay, that's the total number of people who have even tested positive, which is 950,000 people or something like that. Even if you use those very high numbers for the denominator, you still get 5.6% case fatality rate for the coronavirus, 5.6%, which is 56 times higher than the case fatality rate for the regular flu, which is 0.1%. But it turns out that a lot of the people who have been tested as positive for the coronavirus were not symptomatic, not at all. So in truth, at least half of the people tested are not symptomatic, although we don't have exact numbers, but it's almost certain that the actual case fatality rate for the coronavirus in the United States is something more like 10%. In other words, 1 out of 10 people who show symptoms and are diagnosed as being sick, i.e. their cases, 1 out of 10 of those people die. And that's why we're seeing the coronavirus kill 52,000 people, mostly in the last 30 days, whereas the regular flu has only killed 34,000 people in the last year, a little over 34,000, or you could easily say under 35,000. So in other words, the coronavirus, even with the lockdowns, is has already killed more people than the flu killed in an entire year. The coronavirus right now is killing over 2,000 Americans a day. The regular flu kills on average about 94 Americans a day. And so far, only a tiny fraction of the total U.S. population has even been exposed to the coronavirus. The percentage of the population that has been exposed, even though it's hard to know exactly the right number, but on the high side, the Stanford people say it's like 3 or 4%. But their study had a lot of false positives because their testing kits, the antibody kits, were made from a really bad biotech company out of China that has the worst accuracy of 9 known testing companies out of China. False positives all over the place. In truth, we're probably under 2% of America having been infected, and it might be really between 1 and 2%. So this COVID-19 infection has just barely begun, and it's already killed more people in just 1 month than the regular flu killed in an entire year after infecting 140 million people. That tells you something right there. That tells you that the coronavirus is probably orders of magnitude more deadly than the regular flu. And that's what the data show as well. 56 times to 100 times more deadly than the regular flu. So when you have media outlets saying, oh, it's no more dangerous than the regular flu, they are making either a big inadvertent error, they're conflating the IFR with the CFR, or perhaps in some cases they're doing it deliberately to try to mislead their audience because they want to push for the ending of the lockdowns. And this is why this is so dangerous. This is the bigger point here. We're not just debating about numbers. Where this translates into reality is that the media outlets downplaying the severity of this infection, they are encouraging mayors and governors and even the president to end the lockdowns prematurely and without basic precautions, such as wearing masks or encouraging people to take zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and other things like elderberry, things that can help boost immune function. If you do that, please listen carefully. If you do that, what will happen is 6 to 8 weeks of relative calm after the lockdowns end, and then after week 8, you will have new exponential explosions that become very apparent again of infections and hospitalizations, and then a death wave that gets set into motion. You're going to have a repeat of March and April, perhaps in, you know, beginning in August and stretching through September and October, if the lockdowns are ended without adequate precautions being made. And the only reason that any governor would end the lockdowns is if they believe the deniers who are saying that this is no more dangerous than the flu. Folks, it's way more dangerous than the flu. This is a genetically engineered biological weapon. This was built by engineers to exterminate human life. It came out of a BSL-4 laboratory in China that was building biological weapons. You think they would just build the flu? Why would they build just the flu if the flu already exists? If they were just building the flu that only kills 1 out of 4,000 people it infects, that wouldn't be a very good bioweapon, would it? That'd be a lousy weapon if you're trying to build a weapon. What they want is a weapon that kills a lot more than that. Maybe, you know, 1 out of 10 people who have symptoms, and perhaps, and maybe 1 out of 50 people who get infected, or even 1 out of 100. That would be a 2% or a 1% infection fatality rate and a 10% case fatality rate. And that realistically is probably in the range of where we are with this. That's probably where we are. So since we're nowhere near herd immunity, if you end the lockdowns and you allow people to start spreading the infection again, you're going to end up with so many new infections that you're going to have to lock down the country again, or at least regionally, cities and states. And that's going to have an economic consequence that will be devastating, and even a psychological consequence that will be absolutely devastating to the population. People are going stir crazy right now, even in the first lockdown. It's barely been a month. Imagine if they have to do it again. A lot of people just won't. You're going to have uprisings and riots and, you know, revolts and all kinds of things. So the danger is in underestimating the severity of this biological weapon. And yet, that's exactly what much of the independent media, the pro-Trump media, even mainstream media, that's exactly what many of them are doing. They're trying to tell you it's no more dangerous than the flu. In doing so, they are going to spark a second wave of infections and lockdowns and economic consequences that will absolutely cause Trump to lose the election, will bring Joe Biden into the White House, and may lose the Senate, too, to the Democrats. And then you're going to end up under a medical fascist regime with mandatory vaccines and gun confiscations and forced quarantines and gunpoint vaccinations and everything else. That is what the deniers are leading us to. And this is why I remain so outspoken about this. If you are downplaying the severity of this disease, you are playing right into the hands of the globalists and their vaccine mandates and their medical tyranny. The only way to defeat the globalists is to beat this virus before they have a vaccine that's rolled out. And the only way to beat the virus is to take it seriously, understand the real risks through accurate math and good science, which is very difficult to find anywhere across the media these days, and encourage people to take precautions, wear masks, take zinc, take elderberry, boost immune function with vitamin C, practice social distancing as is necessary. Don't go running around the beaches or have protests without wearing masks. You're just going to infect other people and spread this thing and cause more lockdowns and more economic devastation. You know, there are two ways that humanity learns things. One way is through foresight. And that's the way that I'm trying to emphasize here, is we can see where this is headed. We can do the projections. We know the consequences of today's actions because we are intelligent and we can project into the future and see what's happening. But the other way that humans learn, and this is the predominant way, is through tragedy, making horrific mistakes, not seeing what's happening, being short-sighted, ending up with mass death and mass economic implosion. That is the future, sadly, that it seems like a lot of America would rather choose. That's what they're pushing for, even a lot of publishers and independent media and so on. They will not learn until there's tragedy. They are begging to end the lockdowns. They're saying that masks aren't necessary. And they're claiming that this virus is no more deadly than the flu. That is a horrific, tragic mistake to the point that I would call it dangerous disinformation. Dangerous disinformation that will, in fact, cause Trump to be defeated this November. I'm saying this on April 25th. If we don't get serious about this and defeat this virus using precautions and good mathematics and a good science-based understanding of epidemiology, then there's no way that we can get this under control before the election. And don't be fooled. If the lockdowns end for the first 6 to 8 weeks, a lot of people will think, hey, this is over, everything's fine, all the restaurants are open again, the fitness centers are open, the movie theaters are open. You're going to fool yourself for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then after 60 days, you're going to see a new wave of exponential infections leading to new lockdowns. Don't be short-sighted. Practice precautions and promote the necessary precautions. That's the only way we get through this with our freedoms intact and even our nation intact and our economy intact. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Spread the word. Share this message everywhere. This is vital right now because we have so many bad conclusions out there, wrong information that is going to lead us into tyranny unless we reverse course on this. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.